This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case for loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on Dr. Dahlia's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So a lot of you are hearing that you could use marijuana for your anxiety. You could use marijuana for your depression. You could use marijuana for your epilepsy. And there's a new epilepsy drug. There's a new Epidiolex is out there. We are starting to catch up. And it's about time, but we're not moving fast enough. And a lot of you guys are asking me, which can you use? I guess there's these strains, different ones, Red Dragon, Blues. There's all sorts of these strains out there, and there's a little bit of confusion. And we are relying on the dispensaries to, kind of help us when it comes to what to take. And we're going to try to get a guest on in the next few days who could actually talk about, you know, the different strains, because he actually is licensed and he's done a lot of research with this. But it's very kind of frustrating for many of you, okay? And first of all, we need to attack marijuana just like we do any other plant. It's a plant. We also have to attack marijuana very scientifically, because I am one of many physicians that do believe that marijuana has medicinal benefits. We actually have a receptor system in our body, which I'm going to tell you about, that is designed to react to marijuana. I mean, so marijuana will cause effects in the body. We know that. That doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out. The problem is people are self-treating because they don't know. They just don't know. So, let me just give you a quick breakdown, okay? This is just to simplify, because I know once we start hearing cannabinoids, a lot of us tune out because, like, what the hell is going on? So, cannabis plants are plants, right? Cannabis. So there's a variety of them. And they produce something called cannabinoids. And cannabinoids are chemicals that will induce an effect on the body. Now, there are multiple different cannabinoids. If a cannabinoid is produced by a plant, they are called phytocannabinoids, right? If a human produces their own cannabinoids, and we do, apparently we can make our own. They're called endogenous cannabinoids. And then laboratory or synthetically produced cannabinoids are called synthetic cannabinoids, okay? So we have man-made cannabinoids. In the lab, we have human naturally produced cannabinoids, and not just that, we got the phytocannabinoids from a plant. Now, this human body, our human body, has a very intricate system called the endocannabinoid system for endogenous cannabinoids. And apparently, we have receptors all throughout our body, the brain, organs, glands, immune system, that will receive a cannabinoid and do what it needs to with it. So there's a whole bunch of physiological responses, whether it's sleep, memory, appetite, pain. And again, this isn't a discussion pro-marijuana, anti-marijuana, pro-legalization, anti-legalization. This is what we know about the science of it. And we all need to know this before we start to decide what we're doing legally. And unfortunately, we start to make legal moves without getting the research first. But sometimes the good to things is, as we legalize, we learn more. So, you know, it's something that had to be done. So there's a whole variety of physiological responses, immune response, your mood, pain, muscle spasm, and even, get this, when cells need to repair themselves or die, The endocannabinoid system is responsible with that too. So currently, research is figuring out what's going on within our bodies, what endogenous cannabinoids we make, but most of the research that we have thus far is on the plant, the phytocannabinoids. And what are the two most common ones? The CBD, the cannabidiol, and the THC, the tetrahydrocannabidiol. And most of you guys know that the THC is the one that makes you high, gives you this feeling of euphoria, and the CBD, the cannabidiol, is the one that's been studied for medically. And a lot of studies are coming out of Israel where they are pulling out the CBD. This way, users aren't getting high or addicted, and they're just using the CBD for their treatments. Now, some people are like, well, marijuana is marijuana. Not exactly. Marijuana or cannabis plants are plants. And if you look at the taxonomy of animals, right, like we're Homo sapien, you know, what is it, Felis domesticus? What's a cat? I don't know, canine, whatever. Anyway, we all have genus of species. So cannabis comes in a variety of species. It's in the kingdom Plantae, and then you have all the other classifications, and then you have three major plants that we know about, even though there's more. There's Cannabis sativa, Cannabis indica, and Cannabis ruderalis. So when we come back from break, we're going to kind of break these down and tell you guys what each one does, what are some of the strengths, what are some of the weaknesses of it, and why you are starting to see these different plants, and they're, no, you got to do the sativa, you got to do, in fact, there's even a medication, there's already a pharmaceutical medication out there called Sativex, so that obviously comes from the sativa plant, and I don't believe it's approved yet in the U.S., but that's already been sold in multiple countries to treat neuropathic cancer pain. Its brand is a, its a generic name is Nabiximol. So, it's a very new field, and it is exponentially growing because one of the biggest industries right now is how to include marijuana. People want it. When there's demand, there's going to be an urge for supply. So I figured as some of you guys are trying to figure out which type of marijuana strain to get, we would kind of clue you guys in on that. We also have a lot of other talk, discussion to talk about. Apparently, remember this guy goes into the hospital because he ate the world's hottest chili pepper? Well, the farmer is defending the chili pepper. He's like, look, not our fault. Yeah, somebody, you know, eats it. So don't go away. We'll be right back. Just don't smoke the chili pepper. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home, and you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-667-9035. 800-667-9035. That's 800-667-9035.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADOLLY, 1-877-DOCDAOI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Brad, who is working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, many of us, when I was in the 80s and 90s, man, when I was in the 90s, I thought marijuana was so bad. Remember when Bill Clinton said he had smoked or tried marijuana, but he didn't inhale. And we were like, oh, bad boy. We were like, oh, man, he's bad. And even in the 2000s, we were like, marijuana's a drug. It blows my mind how society decides what's good and what's bad. I mean, you know, during Prohibition, alcohol was a bad thing. And if you drink alcohol, you were a bad girl or a bad boy. Nah, people drink alcohol all the time. We had alcohol later in our cough syrups. I mean, you know, now alcohol isn't considered a bad thing. Even though, yes, we do think alcohol does lead to a variety of health issues, whether it's cancer, now they're even saying dementia. So, but in terms of a ethically bad thing, It was bad. Smoking marijuana used to be a bad thing. And we are talking overnight. I am seeing people who would have never, conservatives who would have never even considered it, going, does it really work? Will it help? And the reason why is people are in pain. It's getting harder to get opioids now. It's getting very difficult. You have this database of you every time you get a controlled substance. And we're finding out more and more that marijuana claims to have certain effects. Now, I talked to somebody who had neuropathy, severe neuropathy, and he said marijuana does nothing for the pain, nothing. Well, then you wonder, was it a certain strain issue? And are some strains better? Now, I don't know if you guys know about Wikipedia, but there's a site called WikiLeaf, okay? It's called WikiLeaf. I don't think it has anything to do with Wikipedia. And WikiLeaf lists a whole bunch of different strains of marijuana. Again, I don't know where the medical data is to back up each one, because I'll tell you some of these names. One is called Mako Hates. Another, Lamb's Bread. Collie Mist. Jack the Ripper. I've heard of that strain, Jack the Ripper. Hawaiian Snow. Jamaican Pearl. Haze. Maui Wowie. Sour Diesel. Acapulco Gold. There's one that's called Cat Pee, but it's not pronounced P. It's the other four-letter word. A Blue Dream. Grapefruit. Cinderella. Casey Jones. Permafrost. Sage and Sour. There is a strain called Thai Tannic. T-H-A-I Tannic. Are you kidding me? There's an Apollo 13, a Willie Nelson, a Neville's Haze, a Kaboom, an O-Giesel, Nebula, Jack Frost. There's a Peyton Manning strain. Doesn't get as high reviews, but it's a Peyton Manning. There's a strain called Moby Dick. Lemon Skunk, I've heard. White Widow, Jelly Bean, Headband, Trainwreck, Lavender Haze, Black Widow, Chem Dog, Orange Work Clock, or Clockwork Orange, Ice. There's an ice cream. So somebody says, let's go get some ice cream. And your kids are like, and you're like, where are you going? We're going to go get some ice cream. We love ice cream. And the kid's 16, sums up. There's the Barry White. May rest in peace, right? Didn't Barry White, didn't he die on a treadmill? El Nino. There's a marijuana strain called El Nino. There's a Dutch Dragon, Dream Queen, Chisel, Space Queen, Agent Orange. Any of you that have ever served in Vietnam, you must be beside yourself when you hear kids or people go, yeah, I'm smoking some Agent Orange. Amnesia Haze, Blue Crack, Champagne Kush. What else do they have here? Civil Haze, Pineapple Express, we heard of because of the movie, Pandora's Box, Orange Crush, Lemon Kush, Millennium. There's a Millennium one. Tahoe OG, Ogre Kush, and you see Shrek on there, Alien Dog, Jack Flash, Lemon Diesel, Skunk, Mango Kush, AK-47. You kidding me? Eight Girl Scout cookies. See? What are you doing in there? Nothing, Mom. Just having Girl Scout cookies. Okay, good girl. Girl Scout cookies. Skywalker. The Void Blue Cheese. Maple Leaf Indica. Afghan Kush. Kryptonite. LA Confidential. Mr. Nice. Oh, there's Kosher Kush. Yeah, did you know that there's kosher marijuana? I've read the Bible. Kosher laws have to do with the slaying of the animal, the beef. The mixing the beef with the dairy, which you're not supposed to do. Shellfish. Certain animals you're not supposed to eat based on their hooves. I do not recall anything that has to do with marijuana or plants. But apparently there's kosher kush. Bubblegum. Something called cheese. Grape ape. There's some cuss words in here too. White rhino. Purple suicide. Red dragon. They want us to review. Shark. Shock. Star rider. Ace of spades. Anyway, oh, there's Wonder Woman. Now, so you go into a dispensary, and just like if you're going to buy a car, don't you want to walk in having some knowledge of what you're buying? And if you are going to be putting this into your body, whether eating it or smoking it, don't you want to know the safety? Now, last year there was an article talking about how people are allergic to marijuana, just like any other plant during allergy season. They could be allergic to the pollen of it. And so some of you will say, well, Dr. Dahlia, wait a second. When it comes to a pharmaceutical, we walk into the doctor's office and we ask for Viagra. True that, true. But your doctor's license is on the line. If you have a reaction to that Viagra, an adverse reaction, that doctor could get sued, could even lose their license. Will a medical wanna, will these, you know, medical marijuana dispensaries have the same abrupt action being taken against them? Maybe not. There may even be consents that some of you guys have to sign. Again, they're not medical providers, so there's not a lot of licensing boards involved yet. There's a lot of business licenses involved, and there's certain cannabis licensing, but not to the strict degree as a medical license board. So some of you guys trying to decide between Maui Wowie and Wonder Woman and Red Dragon are going to be like, wait a second. Some of these say sativa and some of these say indica. So I wrote this on my website. You can go to my website at drdahlia.com to try to break some of this down. The plants, the cannabis plants, are broken down into the major ones. C. sativa, indica, and ruderalis. Now, ruderalis, you're not going to see a lot. Ruderalis, and I put the leaves, typesofweed.org kind of displayed the leaves. The ruderalis are tinier plants, and they don't have a lot of THC content, so a lot of people don't smoke ruderalis. But what's interesting about the ruderalis is it can auto-flower. So rather than requiring pollen from other plants, it could self-reproduce. And so what they use ruderalis for is to mate and hybrid with the indica and the sativa to allow them to have auto-flowering capabilities. So many of you guys will say, but I'm taking a hybrid. If you're taking a hybrid, there's a good chance that it is a sativa ruderalis or an indica hybrid. Okay? All right? So the main ones are sativa. Now, sativa has a higher THC ratio. So sativa causes more euphoria. And anecdotally, we're being told that it helps decrease anxiety, helps detreat depression, it helps increase appetite. It is suggested to take more in the morning. This is more of your morning dose because it's touted to increase energy and boost creativity. Now, I am not telling you to take this. I am not dosing it. I'm not telling you when, but I'm telling you what anecdotally we're hearing. Anecdotally means personal testimony, people's testimony. Now, I have no idea what this smells like or tastes like or whatever. I've never tried it. Have I smelled marijuana? Absolutely, but I don't know if I've smelled the sativa or the indica. They may smell the same. I don't know. So some of you will say, well, I smelled pot, but I don't know what I had. Well, it depends on what sort of a reaction you had. They're also showing that people are using this to treat their attention deficit disorder and being successful. So one of the drugs that's not approved yet in the U.S. is an oral spray absorbed through the oral mucosa called nabiximol, and they use it to treat neuropathic cancer pain. And again, that's the sativa. C. indica has higher CBD content, the non-euphoria content, even though it still has THC. And the CBD helps with the sedative properties. It helps with anxiety, induced appetite, and it'll also be used for pain and muscle spasms. So sativa and indica could both be used to help with some certain things, but it seems like sativa is more of an energizer, whereas indica is more of a sedative. Indica has higher THC, sativa has higher CBD. The Epidiolex, I don't know if Epidiolex is a mixture of both. It does have high CBD component, and so it's used for anti-seizures. So the challenge is we don't have enough medical research. And medical marijuana is an art. So you need to talk to somebody, hopefully a medical professional, that knows more about this. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Maybe, maybe you'll turn back to me when I tell you you're just
all right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So we say goodbye to a TV great and a patriot, Arlie Ermey, the famous sergeant in Full Metal Jacket, has died at the age of 74. Apparently, he died Sunday from complications of pneumonia. According to a statement from his longtime manager, Bill Rogan, it is with deep sadness that I regret to inform you that Arlie Ermey, known as the Gunny, passed away this morning from complications of pneumonia. He will be greatly missed by all of us. Semper Fi, Gunny. Godspeed. Now, he was in multiple roles in Mississippi Burning, the remake of Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the Toy Story series. He served in the Marine Corps for 11 years. Apparently, he joined the Marines in 61. He served in the aviation support field before later becoming a drill instructor. You don't say drill sergeant. Drill sergeant is Army. He was a drill instructor in the Marines. Big difference there. And because you don't want to say drill sergeant if they were in the Marines. That's Army. And eventually earning the rank of gunnery sergeant. He served in Vietnam, served two tours in Okinawa, Japan. Unfortunately, due to his injuries, he was medically discharged in 1972. Then he enrolled in the University of Manila, where he studied criminology and drama. That's according to IMDb. And from what we understand with Full Metal Jacket, he was actually hired as a consultant. And he was so amazing as a consultant that he ended up being given that role of gunnery sergeant. So, wow. I wish I met him. You know, many of you guys have been posting on Facebook pictures of when you got to meet him and, you know, you and he in a picture. And that is somebody that I really, really wanted to meet. I loved his role. I think he was just phenomenal, phenomenal guy. And thank him for his service. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Barbara Bush, former Lady Barbara Bush, is unfortunately in quote-unquote failing health, a source close to the Bush family tells us. She is the only living current wife of a president and mother of another president. Very unique. Very tough cookie, by the way. She's being cared for at her home in Houston and has decided she is done with hospitals. She's been on oxygen for some time now, suffering from congestive heart failure and chronic obstructive pulmonary disease. Her husband, former President George H.W. Bush, is with her. Apparently, he still calls her Barbie every night. Good night, Barbie. Daughter Doro, sons Marvin and Neil, other sons George W. Bush and former Governor Jeb Bush have been in and out visiting her the past week. Bush's office released a statement confirming a recent series of hospitalizations, and she has decided against seeking additional medicine or help and will focus on comfort care, or what we call palliative care. The statement continued, it will not surprise those who know her that Barbara Bush has been a rock in the face of her failing health, worrying not for herself, thanks to her abiding faith, but for others. She is surrounded by a family she adores, appreciates the many kind messages, and especially the prayers she is receiving. She is 92 years old. And it's interesting because George Bush Sr. has appeared to be in failing health. Didn't he have a fracture? Didn't he break his neck? Didn't he have multiple issues? And you see her standing next to him taking care of him. And so it was a little bit of a shock to hear that she is the one that's unfortunately battling for her life right now. She was admitted to Houston Methodist Hospital on Good Friday, suffering from shortness of breath. She was doing better and was released, but unfortunately started getting worse the past couple days. Now, Bush Sr. has Parkinson's disease, and he's in a wheelchair. And that has been the discussion of many news outlets, and which is why nobody talked about Barbara's health. And, you know, Barbara's a tough cookie, and, you know, a lot of women aren't really going to disclose. You think men are kind of big on not disclosing things? You know, women, especially with everything going on, are going to be pretty sometimes quiet about that, too. Like in my family, everybody knows when daddy's sick. Everybody knows. Well, when daddy's sick and the kids are sick, woe is me. I keep it to myself. Nobody cares. It's not like anything I do has to change. I still got to do what I got to do. So it's interesting, okay? No offense to the guys. No offense to the guys. You get a bad rap going, oh, they never go to the doctor or whatever. But we sure hear about it at home. The Bushes have been married 73 years. Bush is the only living life of one former president and the mother of another former president. So what do you do? When somebody has congestive heart failure and COPD, what do you do with them at home? I mean, those diseases, you really suffer. And the biggest thing you're suffering from is the dyspnea or the difficulty breathing. And you can build fluid in your lungs with a congestive heart failure. With COPD, you lose the elasticity. Now, I don't know if she was a smoker, why she has COPD. I don't know if it was secondhand smoke. Again, being in her 90s, I wouldn't be surprised if she was exposed to smoking, you know, years before. But both diseases, dying of either of them, and again, we're sending our prayers, and she's a tough cookie, and we hope she pulls through, but it's not an easy death. And so we will use a variety of medications to help with cardiac output. We'll use ionotropic therapy like dobutamine, okay? That'll also help with some of the symptoms. And I got to say it, opioids. We have used opioids to alleviate the dyspnea in patients with advanced heart failure. Sometimes they'll even use benzodiazepines, like Xanax, Ativan, etc. There's a lot of anxiety when you can't breathe. There's a lot of chest pain with that. And so narcotics, we've been talking about, will that accelerate death? Well, yes and no. Sometimes you don't want to increase workload with anxiety and increasing respiratory rate. And sometimes the relaxation allows a more peaceful death. Won't prolong, so to speak, but it'll allow some sort of a more peaceful passing. We do have to be careful with opioids and those with severe renal issues. They've even used fentanyl via oral buccal or topical routes. Fentanyl can come in lollipops. Now, I'm not saying she's on any of these, but there's a lot of things that we do, and when we do palliative care, and many of them will include narcotics. There's also depression and anxiety. Sometimes we'll add SSRIs. You know, with the cough, there's ways to suction and there's ways to things. Remember we talked about, unfortunately, that death rattle where secretions come in and they don't necessarily hurt. Okay, especially if people are under palliative care. But there are ways to lessen the, lot of ways to lessen the severity of the passing and the pain and the anxiety with the passing. And so, you know, it's many people who choose, I want to be home. I want to be in my own bed. I want to be surrounded by my pastor or my rabbi. I want to be surrounded by loved ones. I want my doggy with me. Don't they have a dog? I want my kitty cat with me. And I want to be home. I want to be, and a lot of people choose that. And I think we're going to see more and more people decide that. And rather than the whole Kevorkian attitude of euthanasia, we're going to see a more liberal relaxation and of stringent rules when it comes to palliative care at home and home hospice. And God bless these hospice centers out there that do amazing work easing people's end of life. Now, some people will have to go to a hospice because their home isn't built or equipped for that, or you don't have round-the-clock supervision. It can be expensive to have somebody there, somebody monitoring. You know, as soon as somebody gets a little edgy or anxious, being able to do another infusion, you would need round-the-clock care for somebody like that. And with Barbara Bush, they have the means for that. Unfortunately, for a lot of other us, we wouldn't be able to do that at home, per se. We would then use hospice. But I'm wondering if there's going to be more of a push where we could do more home hospice to allow people to die at home comfortably on their own terms without accelerating the death but easing it. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 33 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 33 to 443-443. That's BEST 33 to 443-443.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Well, this is a big recall. 207 million eggs. Million eggs, 207, have been recalled over fears that they may be contaminated with salmonella. The FDA has issued a voluntary recall for 2,006, 749, and 248 eggs. I'm sure the ninth egg was really relieved by that one. This is produced by Rose Acre Farms of Seymour, Indiana. At least 22 illnesses related to eggs have been reported at the time of the recall. They say consumers who have purchased shell eggs are urged to immediately discontinue use of the recalled eggs and return them to the places of purchase for a full refund. Okay, be careful, guys. Be careful. Okay, just because the FDA is saying to return the eggs to the place of purchase, that does not mean to throw the eggs or to egg the establishment. Okay? It means to return them in the box. Health officials discovered the possible outbreak after reports of illnesses for consumers living in the East Coast. FDA officials inspected Hyde County Farm, a facility in North Carolina that produces 2.3 million eggs a day. Ooh, sorry, I got the hiccups. People with salmonella, if they got salmonella, would develop not hiccups, but they develop fever, diarrhea, vomiting, abdominal pain, even rashes, and salmonella infections could be fatal, especially in elderly individuals, those who are sick, or even young kids. Plus, salmonella bacteria could cause infection, sepsis, endocarditis, infection of the heart, arthritis, a variety of things. So the eggs were distributed to retail stores and restaurants, according to Fox News, in Colorado, Florida, New Jersey, New York, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, Virginia, and West Virginia. Sold under Country Daybreak, Food Lion, and Crystal Farms. So, salmonella can contaminate your breakfast food, or egg, when infected chickens transfer the foodborne bacteria to the eggs before the shells are formed. That's according to the CDC. The bacteria can also pass through chicken feces, getting on the eggs. The egg recall also comes on the same day where the CDC announced a multi-state E. coli outbreak linked to romaine lettuce. We're going to talk about that. 22 people hospitalized with that. See, it's very interesting with the eggs. My mom raised chickens. And I never understood the difference between a hen and a chicken. I guess a chicken could be male or female. Male chickens can become roosters. And then the female chickens are hens. And I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, a hen is a non-virgin chicken. That, you know, or maybe not, because hens lay eggs. And I guess they lay eggs no matter what, whether they're fertilized or not. And my mom told me that years ago, California, she bought eggs, and many of the eggs had little blood in it, meaning they were fertilized eggs. And she's like, we can't eat fertilized eggs. And I guess now they have laser scans or ways to tell if it's a fertilized egg or not. But I wouldn't eat a fertilized egg. I would look at the egg. When you crack it open, you know, keep it in the shell, look at it, you know, kind of toss it around a little bit, you know, and then dump it into your frying pan. All right, so what's going on with the E. coli outbreak? They're saying it was romaine lettuce. A multi-state E. coli outbreak has sent 22 people in the hospital, prompting health officials to advise consumers across the country to throw out any store-bought romaine lettuce. Now, I don't believe this has anything to do with the bread romaine lettuce issue from, or the bread E. coli concern where they're investigating Panera in New Jersey. I don't believe so, okay? There's all these outbreaks. It's really hard to keep up. Man. So, I eat a lot of prepackaged salads and salad mixes. I love it. And this outbreak was traced to a Yuma, Arizona growing region, not yet pinned to a common grower, supplier, distributor, or brand. Now, since the outbreak in late March, the CDC has tallied a total of 35 infections across 11 states, including 3 cases of kidney failure. Even though no deaths have been reported, E. coli could cause diarrhea, stomach cramps, vomiting, you can even get the renal failure. And it could take days sometimes for symptoms to appear. They say the CDC is advising retailers and restaurants to stop selling chopped romaine lettuce from the Yuma region. Now, that's home to the annual Lettuce Festival. Have you guys ever been to a lettuce festival? I actually think it'd be fun. Maybe green. Have you been to Yuma? Yuma's cool. Yuma's really cool. They got sand dunes near Yuma on the California side, California border. And there's these sand dunes, and they're gorgeous. It's like looking at, a movie, you know, like Lawrence of Arabia type movie with the sand dunes. It's like the Sahara Desert. It's gorgeous. And they also have a jail there that you could go to that I guess was opened in the 1800s and has a museum. And I like Yuma. I'm a big fan of Yuma. So anyway, they have an annual lettuce festival. And I guess Yuma is called the winter lettuce capital. I had no idea. And we like our lettuce. So, again, I don't think that has to do with anything that we were talking about with the other E. coli outbreak. But it's an E. coli outbreak, so we talk about it nonetheless. Now, remember, there was a guy who ate the world's hottest chili pepper called the Carolina Reaper. And he had to be hospitalized. By the way, Peppers are fruit. Don't you hate that when they call a vegetable a fruit? You're like, what the... Okay, anyway. Salvatore Genovese, who grows the world's hottest chili on his British farm, told Sky News on Sunday, and reported by Fox News, that the pepper needs to be correctly cooked and eaten to prevent health problems. But he's on the defensive. He said, we have sold in the past couple years or so over 500,000 Carolina Reapers, and I have never had any knowledge or any complaint of anyone having to be hospitalized. It's not designed to just plunk it in your mouth and eat. I would never do that, and I wouldn't recommend it. You cook it. Make a curry, infuse it slowly, take it out if you want to afterwards, get the rich flavors of the super hot chili. Now, if you guys remember, last week there was a report in the British Medical Journal of a 34-year-old man who bit into a Carolina Reaper as a mistake. I thought he was in a chili eating contest. But now they say it was a mistake. Oh, meaning he should have known better. All right. He knew what he was eating. It led to his hospitalization. Now, the man is not identified because some people would be like, what? Dude. And after he ingested the chili, he began dry heaving, had intense neck and head pain that spread to the back of his head, and he had thunderclap headaches, which could mimic a stroke. Plus, he had blinding pain that would last seconds at a time. Why? Because he had this cerebral vasoconstriction. And this vasoconstriction that would go back and forth, narrowing the blood vessels, caused some severe pain. Even though many migraines are vasodilation, which is why we use caffeine to help with the headache. Either way, you start messing with blood vessels in the brain, you hurt. So, Genevieve says, pepper needs to be eaten correctly. You treat it like salt. You're not going to take a handful of salt and put it in your food and say, wow, I got a wicked salt kick. No, you don't do that. This is the first medical report where we've heard anybody getting sick like that from a, Not sure. I am really not sure. All right, we got a new tooth treatment that can heal cavities. Researchers have found a way to rebuild cavity-damaged teeth without the use of expensive and painful treatments. Hallelujah, praise the Lord. It's a peptide-based treatment. It involves amino acid chains that are used in protein. They're applied when bound to the lesions of the enamel of a tooth, and it will, quote, heal enamel erosion. It encourages your enamel, which is your protective coat, to grow back on its own. And once you lose it, it's gone. So remineralization using these peptides could be huge. You know, a lot of us have yellow teeth. It's not because we drink coffee. I don't drink coffee. It's because when you lose your enamel, your teeth start becoming yellow. So the team used proteins called amelogenins. These are huge components in our existing enamel. And this treatment was inspired by how amelogenins, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, are structured, but with the peptides as an active agent in the compound. When applied to a lesion or damaged area of tooth enamel, the product helped to form a new layer of protection on the tooth while integrating itself with the tooth's remaining enamel. So, what does that mean? Well, here's the problem. If you have a cavity and you have bacteria in there, the bacteria still needs to be cleaned out. We still have to drill to get that damaged area out. So when they talk about cavities, yeah, we still need to do the drilling. And we still need to get out the bacteria, and then we put the amalgam in there. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY, don't go away.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.